This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you, recording this special baseball episode here on Super Bowl Sunday, 9th of February, 2025. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball, men's basketball, women's golf, men's golf also beginning this week as well. Baseball round the corner begins this week as well. Guess we got some men's sports, spring sports. Well, it ain't spring yet. It's still winter because we got some winter snow ahead of us here this week. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here as I am on the back end of this small head cold. I know everyone, well, majority of my friends are getting over the flu or about to get it. Well, I think we avoided disaster over here once again, but I did get a head cold, small head cold, so I'm working away, well, recovering from that as well. So, but anyways, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, we're on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, and plenty other podcasting platforms out there, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you have not already, what have you been waiting for? Please go ahead and hit the subscribe button, hit the alarm bell. Every time we post an episode daily, including the weekends as well. And there's been, lately, we've been posting 3 episodes a day as well, given the volume of content. Nothing wrong with that. Trying to stay up to date with the latest of K-State Athletics, of course, Podbean app, Greer380's Podcast. That is Greer380's Podcast, and I really need to get those episodes up there. Yeah, maybe I'll probably end up doing that. So hopefully when the Super Bowl is in the books, those will be episodes will be up for you guys to listen to as well. Okay, I mentioned baseball right around the corner. So when Super Bowl, perfect timing, because when the Super Bowl ends tonight, whenever this podcast goes up, it will be officially baseball season. Well, there's obviously going to be more football. There is now a spring, quote unquote, spring football league, but the real thing is going to be over with. But when all that said and done, I'm ready for baseball season to come along. Come along, obviously. my team ain't in the Super Bowl, obviously, so I can give who could win. But obviously, we know the national people don't want somebody to win. But K-State baseball, obviously, coming off the improbable postseason run a year ago, Super Regional, and getting that close again to a College World Series. Pete Hughes is back again. He's been with this program now, I think. I know I'm going to probably be wrong on this. It has to be 5th, 6th year, somewhere in there, maybe 7th. And he's been with this program now, bringing 14 players back from that run. Ty Rule's back from that run. I just want to come on here and give kind of a lowdown of what K-State baseball is going to be doing. Obviously, we're going to come back to this again later on in the week as they prepare for their first game, the baseball at the beach. So they're going to be on the road in California. We'll have more information on this later on in the week. So they're going to be playing these games. Let's see, looks like Friday, they're going to have a 3-game set, they're going to be playing 4 games in a row, beginning this Friday, all the way through Monday of next week, and they got to turn around and play again on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so there's going to be no rest for K-State. But hey, you play these baseball series, and this is going to be different teams to start off. This is not going to be your normal three game set, whatnot, right? You're gonna be playing different teams on separate days, right? So for real, Friday the opener, you're gonna be playing Washington, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And that's central time, I believe. That Pacific time, that's 8 in the morning. So I'm sure Pete Hughes' guy is going to be ready to play at 8 in the morning. You better get that coffee going there as well. And then that Saturday or next Saturday, you got Coastal Carolina, and we should be familiar with them, Coastal Carolina. K-State's going to be the designated, quote-unquote, designated home team for Washington. They're going to be the road team for Coastal Carolina. And then on Sunday, next Sunday, at this very time, they're going to be playing against St. Joseph's. So all these games are going to be at 10 for the exception of next Saturday when they're going to play at 2:30 Central Time. That's going to be 12:30-ish Pacific Time. I might be Steven as well. So, and then you got to turn around and play Coastal Carolina again on Friday. So you got four games. So you're going to be staying out there. So you can play three in a row. And then you don't play again. Well, actually, four games in a row. Excuse me. Just like I said, what I'm talking about. Four games in a row. You have a day off. Then you got to go cross country to play your first top 10 opponent in North Carolina. That is going to be something. We know what happened. And there's a rematch. Also, of the upset last year when we upset Arkansas, who was number one seed in the Fayetteville Regional last year. The upset of the one of the upsets, anyways, of the college baseball postseason last year when K-State went in there in a hostile environment and knocked off Arkansas, sent them home packing last year. So North Carolina, that's a 3 o'clock. That's the 19th of February. That's not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday they got to go on the road to play North Carolina, and then this is this Arkansas game, which they are ranked fifth. This is the M&G Bank College Baseball Series presented by Kubota. Arkansas comes calling. I believe this is the same. We played Michigan. We played these teams last year in this tournament. I know. I think we didn't. I know it was in Arkansas. I think we played another team in this, but we bring back Michigan again. Michigan in this same tournament, the M&G Bank College Baseball Series Classic. So that is two Saturdays from yesterday. So you have next. So next Saturday. So let's set it straight. Next Saturday you have Coastal Carolina, right? The following Saturday you go down here and you play Michigan, and then the following Sunday you're playing one of your Big 12 foes in 23rd ranked TCU. So, again, all this M&G Bank College Baseball Series Classic presented by Kubota. I don't have the information right now. We will definitely come back to this later on. Well, the M&G Bank Series is the following week, but we will start off with the baseball at the beach. I'll find out more, get you guys some more information on this for you guys this week as well. So, K-State's going to be playing, basically, let me go back here. Six games in 7 days against different opponents. So, Pete Hughes and his baseball team already going to get tested right off the bat. You want to play a tougher schedule. And hey, we talked about this on last year's edition of the podcast here. Between myself and Alex Aiden, we talked about this. And when Pete Hughes and his team got knocked out of the postseason, he said, "I'm going to schedule a tough opponent. So when it comes time for the playoffs, we can be right up there in the mix and get in." And sure enough, K-State got in, and it paid off dividends, almost getting back to the College World Series, or getting into the College World Series. But that sadly did not happen. He's doing it again to cover his you know what. So hey, I'm all for that. You do what you gotta do, because it worked last year, and he's got. Yeah, looking at the roster. I know, again, we're going to get back to this at some point later on in the week as K-State baseball gets going when the Super Bowl wraps up officially tonight. Well, mainly the real football season ends tonight. But, yeah, so looking at I took a brief roster look at K-State's roster. Too many rosters in that sentence. And there are a lot of guys that I don't recognize now again. Pete Hughes bringing back 14 letter winners from a year ago. I mentioned Ty Rule in that sentence there. Let me see if I can point them out real quick. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III here. Mason Buss, another one. These are pitchers I'm talking about. Rule, Mason Buss last year. Blake Dean. a year ago. Let's see. I believe Caden Phillips was on his team last year back. Cole Wissenbaker on his team going down here. Let me see. That's it, I believe, here. Yeah, and J.J. Slack. So the guys that I just mentioned are pitchers, whether they're left or right-handed there. I didn't even say specifically which arm they are. But, yeah, those are pitchers we're talking about. So this is a little bit of a different group that Coach Hughes has in his dugout this year for Kansas State here in 2025. So we'll be interested to see what happens. But, yeah, interesting schedule start here for K-State. Baseball at the beach next week, part of six games in a 7-day stretch. Maybe I show six games in an 8-day stretch there when you look at it and start seeing it. So, yeah, K-State baseball, believe it or not, is here, folks. And right there in a smack in the middle of men's golf beginning this week on a Monday. We'll touch on that at some point this week. Also, men's women's basketball in the midst of the second half of the season as well. K-State women's basketball trying to bounce back from a bad loss yesterday afternoon against Oklahoma State, 25th ranked Oklahoma State. You have our emerging red hot K-State men's basketball team right now. So everything's busy right now. Women's golf just wrapped up a top 10 finish in Puerto Rico. Indoor track and field trending upwards as well under Travis Schofield. All things K-State sports. So we bounced around a little bit there as well. So K-State baseball officially begins this week, this upcoming week on Friday, with three games at Baseball at the Beach, beginning with Washington on Friday morning. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it where our podcasts are found free and available daily. We're gonna have a chance to record Kansas State content. That's gonna wrap things up on this baseball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another baseball / K-State Athletics episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, if you've not already, please make sure you go ahead and do. If you like what you're hearing, like, subscribe, make sure you hit the alarm bell every time we record and post K-State Athletics. And for those of you who've been following us throughout the year so far, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pearl Project Podcast. Cats.